Did you know there's a way to tap into your home's equity for tax-free cash without having to make monthly payments? It's true. Hi, I'm Rob West. It's called a home equity conversion mortgage, or a HECM, what many of you know as a reverse mortgage. But today's reverse mortgage isn't what it used to be. Harlan Akala is here to help us unpack how they work and whether one might be right for you. And then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always a pleasure to have my friend Harlan Akala with us. Harlan is a regular contributor on this program. He's an expert on reverse mortgages with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program, and we have him regularly. We will hope to have him here in a few minutes. You know, let me just say, with regard to reverse mortgages, you hear me talk all the time about the importance of heeding the warnings in the Council of Scripture around debt, and there are clear warnings. And so we need to avoid the use of debt. And that specifically comes into play when we are getting beyond our means, when we're borrowing for depreciating assets, when we don't have spousal unity. We need to be careful because borrowing mortgage is the future. I will say, though, there are productive uses for debt. Borrowing is not a sin. I think when we borrow for where the economic return is greater than the economic cost, that can be a real blessing. Think business, think borrowing for a home mortgage. So if you're in a position where you're purposing yourself to get out of debt completely between now and retirement, so you can enter that season of life completely debt-free with the peace of mind that comes with it, no mortgage payment, great. I'm a big advocate of that. You hear me talk about that all the time. What I have found, though, is with today's reverse mortgages, the home equity conversion mortgage in particular, this is not the same product of years ago. And what I'm seeing more of and more of is people entering the retirement season where they have debt. And that was not the norm historically. Now, two-thirds of retirees are entering retirement with a mortgage. And that is a game changer, because if you're ill-prepared, meaning you haven't put enough aside, Social Security isn't enough to cover it, that payment, your largest expense, is often, you know, really a detriment to your ability to, you know, cover your lifestyle spending with the income sources you have. So either by paying that off through a reverse mortgage, tapping into that asset there, what is often your largest asset, your home equity, which, by the way, you can access tax-free, and seeing that alongside the other assets you have in this season of life should be a financial planning consideration, and it's often overlooked. And that's what we're going to talk about today with Harlan Akala. Also, he'll be hanging around throughout the broadcast to answer your questions specifically on reverse mortgages, although I'd be happy to take any financial question you have today. So if you have a question for Harlan at any point during the broadcast today, call 800-525-7000. Harlan, great to have you here, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, Rob. Excited to help.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things folks might hear about a home equity conversion mortgage is that, you know, we've heard the advertisements, we've heard the stories of people that were kicked out of their homes, and yet the home equity conversion mortgage is not what the reverse mortgages of days gone by were. It's quite different from those that got an unfavorable reputation. Isn't that right?
Well, yes. Really, the new home equity conversion mortgage fixed a majority of the problems, such as losing a house, losing ownership, getting kicked out if you live too long, wives being asked to leave the house after the husband died. All of those things were fixed by the housing bill that President Reagan started back in 1988. But unfortunately, people still remember some of the bad things that happened, which hurts the reputation of the good part of what has been fixed and what is new. And the biggest factor is, of course, the non-recourse scenario, that it is impossible to get kicked out of the house if the value of your house goes down. And at the end, your heirs are not ever asked to pay any money over and above the value of the house. And whatever's left, of course, they get.
Yeah, and that's a big deal because that makes it unlike most other borrowing where you are, even if you're putting up collateral, you're also personally guaranteeing it. And the case here is the FHA is saying, no, we're only going to look at the house. And if for any reason the house is not sufficient, we're going to step in and cover the balance. That makes home equity conversion mortgages different. Well, we're going to unpack the most common questions about reverse mortgages throughout the broadcast. So don't go anywhere. Harlan Akala here. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
Once upon a time, news was read on paper. The headlines were rarely good then, but now we have phones, we don't turn pages, we scroll, and the bad news just keeps coming. We ask ourselves, is there any hope for this broken world? Well, Psalm 11 gives us strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. It says, "For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see his face." In the midst of this dark world, those who trust in Christ are promised something wonderful. One day we will see God. We'll see the very face of Christ, and sorrow will then turn to joy. And you'll see Jesus more clearly through daily time in God's Word. Try out Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio, helping you see God as your ultimate treasure, money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. Today, I'm joined by my friend Harlan Akala. He's literally written the book on reverse mortgages. He's with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. If you want to learn more about this and how it might apply to your situation at any point, just go to movement.com/faith. Harlan is here to answer your questions today as well. If you are wondering whether a reverse mortgage is right for you, you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Or if you just have a question about how they work, 800-525-7000. I know Harlan would be delighted to chat with you today. Harlan, we said that these home equity conversion mortgages are quite different than the reverse mortgages of days in the past that got such a bad rap for good reason. And you mentioned one of the keys there is this idea that that's non-recourse debt, meaning the only collateral is the house. And when you move or sell, the house is sold or refinanced and whatever balance exists is paid off at that point. The key here with a home equity conversion mortgage is a payment is never required, although you can make a payment. But one of the things you hear about a home equity conversion mortgage is that the interest rate is dramatically higher than that of a regular mortgage. Is this an apples and oranges comparison?
Well, no, it isn't, because actually the interest rates are very closely controlled and regulated by the Federal Housing Administration. So the costs are not higher than, in fact, it's about 250 basis points over the 10-year Treasury, which most people don't monitor, but it's about the same as a regular 30-year fixed mortgage. So if you know that the 30-year fixed mortgage is 6.5% or 7%, that's pretty much the same. It mirrors almost exactly in the reverse mortgage side. The only thing that's really different, Rob, that people look as being expensive is the initial cost. And having that non-recourse factor and that safety, Movement Mortgage and myself would never offer these if that was not in place, because that's the thing that guarantees that people do not get in trouble, do not get kicked out of their house, and that do not leave a debt behind for their heirs, which would be against Christian principles, of course. But there's a cost for that, and the upfront cost is the same as any other mortgage, except for the fact that there is a 2% fee in the beginning for that insurance guarantee from FHA. So the guarantee is not free. It is there's a cost for that. But, of course, there's a cost for all types of things, from the cost for annuities, the cost for money management fees from advisors, the cost for delaying Social Security. There's a cost in anything that we do in retirement, but it's always a question of not the cost, but what do you get for that? And having that guarantee when I sign my mortgage that I don't have to worry about making a payment until I'm 150 or a year after my wife and I are both gone, is well worth it to me to be able to have that security, that comfort, and that absolute guarantee.
Yeah, very good. You mentioned costs. What about those costs and ongoing obligations? Will you just break that down?
Yes. So you have the initial closing costs, which, like I said, are the same as any other mortgage except for the guarantee fee. And then the other costs that are ongoing are the interest rate, which if you don't make a payment, you get a notice all the time. And so you always know what your payments are going or what the interest is being charged. You can then either send in a payment, which most people don't, of course, or it just goes on to an increase in the amount that will be owed at the end. The interest rate of 7% includes a 0.5% amount that goes to FHA. So when we are paid 7%, for example, 0.5% goes to FHA and we get the other 6.5% at the end. So those are the only ongoing costs. But of course, you have the ongoing cost of a house. You still own the house. So the taxes, the insurance, the HOA, maintenance, anything else that you would have if your house is completely paid off are the normal costs that you would pay. But that's not part of the loan. There's no prepayment penalties. There's no monthly fees. There's no other costs other than the interest that is charged that you clearly see on a monthly basis on your statement. There are no other costs. And be aware that all of the costs are rolled into the loan, if you wish. So it's never really paid except with inflation protected dollars at the end of the loan rather than in the beginning.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Let's grab a phone call here. By the way, Harlan Akala with us today. He's an expert in reverse mortgages, what are known as home equity conversion mortgages. He's taking your calls and questions today. Anything on your mind related to this topic, 800-525-7000. If you have a burning question on some other financial topic, I'd be happy to tackle that. All of your calls, 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. You can call right now. Let's head to Texas. Kathy, I understand you have a question for Harlan. Go ahead.
Yes. I was just wondering, we have a second home, and would that apply to a second home?
Yeah, good question. Harlan?
Well, that's a great question, Kathy. The short answer is no. It has to be a primary residence. However, many of our clients, including myself, specifically use money from their primary residence so that they can afford a second home or buy a second home. So you can only do the reverse mortgage on your primary residence, but it will often help you with your debt ratio, with your obligations to be able to afford a second home that you might not otherwise be able to, or simply contribute, even if you can't afford it, simply contribute to the other costs that go with that. So that's a great question, Kathy. Some people even use it for investment property down payments and kind of use that as an additional retirement income because they enjoy having investment properties in retirement. But certainly a second home scenario can be helped with the reverse mortgage on the primary.
Kathy, thanks for your call today. We've got lines open. We're ready for you. 800-525-7000. Call with your questions right now. Harlan, one of the most common questions that comes up, and you touched on this a little bit, but I'd like to revisit it here just for a moment. What happens to the home when the borrower dies or moves out?
Yes, that's a lot of people are concerned about what happens at the end. Some people say, well, this sounds great, but it probably doesn't end well. I've been involved in literally thousands of these mortgages over the last 20 years, and unfortunately we're part of the ending of many of them, which usually happens, of course, at death. It's really kind of simple. Let's say you have a $400,000 house and you pass away and it's paid off. Well, of course, the house is sold and when the proceeds go to the heirs. If you have a regular standard mortgage, you have to pay off the mortgage and then the difference goes to the kids or whoever the heirs are. On a reverse mortgage, let's say the house is worth $400,000. If you used $100,000 along with your cost, maybe it's $150,000 by the time you get done with all those years of interest that was not paid and so on. So the children would sell the house for $400,000. The $150,000 would be paid off and the other $250,000 would then go to the heirs, just like an IRA or savings account or any money that's left over. Both people have to have deceased. So if one of my clients just called yesterday and her husband died on Monday morning and she said, now what happens to me? And I said, nothing changes. You're welcome to stay in the house for as long as you want. If you want to sell it, you can sell. There's plenty of equity left. And so she's obviously going to decide on that in the coming months. But the loan does not end until both people have permanently moved out of the house or passed away. If, of course, it's upside down, that's where the non-recourse factor comes in. If there was a big drop in the value of the house, yep, FHA pays the difference and the kids don't owe anything.
Excellent. We're talking reverse mortgages today. Harlan Akula here taking your questions, 800-525-7000. Back to the phones after this break.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Discover the story of the culture warrior, Don Wildman, and how he went head-to-head with Hollywood, Playboy, the homosexual agenda, and the Disney empire. The movement Don started paved the way for Christians to boldly stand for truth and righteousness in a hostile culture. Watch Culture Warrior today for free. Visit culturewarrior.movie.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often, yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
The loss of a child through abortion, miscarriage, or stillbirth affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming. There is hope and healing in the aftermath of a reproductive loss. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
If you've listened any length of time, you're aware that we often underscore the importance of preparing for the future. Well, as you look into the future, I suggest you consider the AFA Foundation in your estate planning. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345. That's 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're talking reverse mortgages today. Harlan Ackle is here, our good friend and reverse mortgage expert. He's with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. You can learn more at movement.com/faith. Harlan, we're working our way through some of the most common questions. By the way, Harlan is taking your questions. If you have a question on this topic, call right now, 800-525-7000. We've got a few lines open today. We'd love to dive into those questions that you have specifically. How do borrowers receive the money with a reverse mortgage, Harlan? Because I know there's several different options.
Yeah, a lot of people ask that question because they think that the only way that you get a reverse mortgage is when you get a monthly check. And that's actually the most, the fewest number of people take the money that way. The vast majority of people, what they will do is take a line of credit because they don't need all the money right away.
Yeah.
And then that's available to be used whenever they want it. And some people take a lump sum to pay off an existing mortgage or to take care of repairs or something else that's going on there. So in the combination of those three, you know, somebody might take a lump sum of $100,000 to pay off an existing mortgage and then get a line of credit for another $50,000 and then take another $200-$300 a month for a monthly check. So it depends on the situation. Some people say, well, what's best? Well, it all depends on how you do things and what your current situation is, your age, and whether or not you're single or married, and all of the different factors that go together with that. But we design a plan just like financial advisors design a plan of how you're going to take money out of your IRA or how you're going to take money out of an annuity or whatever. We do the same thing because there's money that's stored up in your house, and we just look for a way of how is that going to enhance your retirement, what's the safest way to do it, what's the smartest way to do it, and quite frankly, with the best stewardship.
That's great. Yeah, that's really helpful. Well, the lines are full, Harlan, so let's dive into these questions. By the way, we're going to send here at FaithFi a copy of your book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, to every caller that gets on the air today, and so I think this will be a real blessing to folks. Let's go to Texas. Murray, how can we help you?
Well, my son has got a home, got a townhome. He can't afford it, so and he wants to get out from under it. So I've got an opportunity to invest in it. Should I ask, how can I do about it?
Yeah. So you said it's a condo that your son lives in, Murray. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. But, and what is his age?
He's 41.
41. Okay, and who owns the condo?
His father-in-law.
Okay, his father-in-law. Harlan?
Yes.
Yeah, so there's only two requirements for a reverse mortgage. The first one is you have to be over 62, or you have to be married to somebody who's over 62, of course. In Texas, both people need to be 62. Slightly different rules there. And then the only other requirement is that you live in the house. So in this situation, even though his father-in-law owns it and is probably over 62, he's not living in the house. So a reverse mortgage would not be eligible in that situation. There's a possibility a lot of parents will take money out of their reverse mortgage to help their kids afford a house or help their kids through a rough spot. And so it doesn't put them in danger because they don't have any mortgage payments, but it is something that allows them to be able to be of help to their kids while they're alive, not just leave something to them when they're passed away. So yeah. We need to know a little bit more about your situation. I'd be glad to look into it for your son, but go ahead to the website and I'll go through that and get a little bit more detail for your answers to your questions.
Very good, Murray. Hang on the line. We'll get your information and get you a copy of Harlan's book to Iowa. Hi, John. How can we help?
Well, good morning. I got a couple questions about this. I've kind of checked into it a little bit, and it's kind of nice that Harlan's there today. Several questions. Does it make sense to convert if it's not real costly other areas of the home, like say an extra garage or a storage area, into living areas? Does that increase the amount of money that you can withdraw if you decide to go with the home mortgage?
Yeah, and interesting.
Also,
sure.
And also, who determines what repairs? Because, you know, obviously you have to maintain the house, which means obviously if your roof shingles or your roof's leaking or something like that, obviously you have to get the roof repaired or whatever. But who's the person that would determine at the time of sale, oh, hey, you got a couple shingles loose here, or your windows are 20 years old, they need to be replaced, so that's all going to have to be taken care of. Who comes in and puts the red flags up on that kind of stuff?
Yeah, some great questions there, John. Harlan?
Yeah, very good questions. The first one is, a lot of people use a reverse mortgage for remodels. They use it for enhancing their house or finishing a basement or doing a new kitchen or whatever. Does it increase the value of the house most of the time? Obviously, redoing a kitchen, if you are in a situation where you get new bathrooms, whatever the case may be, will that be of more benefit than, making a nice garage? Yes. So that comes down to basic appraisals that apply to forward or reverse mortgages. It doesn't really make any difference with what kind of appraisal it is, whether it's a forward or a reverse mortgage, the same appraisers are used and looking at it the same way. So a lot of people can and should remodel their home according to the way they want it for the fourth quarter of life. And the money is already in the house. You can use the reverse mortgage to do that rather than using money from your investments or using money from other places that are just going to decrease your standard of living in retirement. So a lot of people say, well, I'll use my house to pay for my house. The second question is, who determines your repairs? That's kind of a misconception on the reverse mortgage. It's kind of like we're a landlord and we take over and we decide what you do. Whether you have a forward or a reverse mortgage, there's a clause that you are responsible for maintaining the house. We do not pay your maintenance bill. If your hot water heater goes out, we're not going to pay for that, whether you have a reverse mortgage or a forward mortgage. It's your house, and you're responsible to preserve and maintain the house.
Yeah, but so nobody's going to come in and second-guess you there. We appreciate your call, John. Stay on the line. We'll get you a copy of the book. All the lines full. We'll get to those right after this break. Stay with us.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
You look at three of the four justices there in Colorado that voted to remove him from the ballot. They all came from Ivy League schools, schools that had been created as divinity schools. What a picture of the apostasy in America when it comes to the church.
Stay informed with Tony Perkins and his guests on Washington Watch, weekdays at 4 p.m. Central on AFR, or catch up anytime with the podcast at AFR.net.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt? As followers of Christ, we are called to be good stewards of what God has given us. That's why our trusted partner, Christian Credit Counselors, is here to help. Their debt management program can help you pay off your debt 80% faster while honoring your commitments in full. Take the first step toward financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-400-4900. 855-557-1985.
Imagine having biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox every week, helping you integrate your faith and financial decisions for the glory of God. At faithfi.com, you can join a community of over 70,000 people who are already receiving our weekly wisdom email, filled with articles, videos, podcasts, and exclusive offers on resources that will deepen your understanding of biblical stewardship. Start your journey today by creating your FaithFi account at faithfi.com. Just click sign up.
Some would say truth is relative, and to the world, that's right. What the world considers to be truth fluctuates depending on the narrative they're trying to promote. Of course, we know truth is found in Scripture, and it never changes. The documentary, The God Who Speaks, proves the Bible's reliability as the source of real truth and reinforces our belief in it as our firm foundation. Watch it anytime at stream.afa.net. That's stream.afa.net.
Are you a financial professional looking to grow your practice while offering advice that aligns with your Christian values? By becoming a certified Kingdom Advisor, you'll gain the biblical wisdom and professional credibility to serve clients who are seeking faith-based financial guidance. Each year, more than 75,000 people search for a certified Kingdom Advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Start your journey today by going to kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. This is the program where we bring faith and finance together, understanding that our financial journey is one of the key ways God shapes our spiritual journey. We want to encourage you in your pursuit of being a wise and faithful steward. We do that each day on this program. Just like all of the programs here at American Family Radio, it's about how do we live out of a biblical worldview. Today, we're talking specifically about something that's often misunderstood, and for good reason, because the reverse mortgages of the past are very different than the home equity conversion mortgages of today. Some people want to get out of debt and stay there and, you know, lean into that retirement season completely debt-free. They enjoy the peace of mind. Great. Others are not prepared, or they just want to tap into that home equity and see it as part of their financial planning tools. Looking at home equity alongside IRAs and annuities and pensions and other assets to determine what is the very best way to maintain my God-given lifestyle, what I believe God has called me to, and do that so I can enjoy that season, be available to love my family and enjoy all that God has for me in that season. And often the home, especially if you're entering this season with an existing forward mortgage where you've got a significant monthly payment, is one of those impediments to being able to enjoy that season of life. And that's where a home equity conversion mortgage can be really helpful. We're taking your questions today on this topic of reverse mortgages. We've got our good friend and reverse mortgage expert Harlan Akala with us today. He's written the book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages, and we're sending a copy of the book to every caller today, just as our gift to you. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to movement.com/faith. Let's see, we're going to go right back to the phones here and welcome Mabel in Illinois. Mabel, how can we help?
Yes, I'm 81 years old, and my husband will be 67 this year, and we both intend on being, we're both working, being on full Social Security within a year where we will not have our jobs anymore. And our house needs siding and windows. And what I was wondering, would it be a good thing for us to do the reverse mortgage?
Good question. Harlan?
All right.
Looks, previous caller. Oh, there's so many.
Well, we lost you there for a second, Harlan, if you don't mind just starting over there.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay.
Like I mentioned to the previous caller, it is the wisest thing in many cases, in most cases, quite frankly, when you need repairs to your house, to use the equity in your house to pay for those things. To answer your question conclusively, I'd need to know a little bit more about your overall situation. But all of the work that I've done to my house and that most of my clients have has come out of the house itself, because usually when you're investing it back in, it just goes up anyway. And it also gives you you don't want to take out a home equity loan and create a payment, because what happens if once you go into retirement with Social Security, what happens with one, if one of you passes away, then you're in a situation where you've got a payment. You don't want to take too much out of your other investments because then you don't have as much money to live on after you've left your jobs. So the short answer would be yes, probably, but I'd be happy to go into more detail as we do with everyone, just kind of gather the facts. But to most people that are doing repairs on their house, one of the first places that it makes sense to look is certainly at your home equity, because it's there to be used specifically for that purpose.
Yeah, Mabel, we're going to get you a copy of this book. So when we're done here, hold the line. But does that answer your question? Okay. Did you have any follow-up questions?
No, I just thought it would be a good idea because once we retire, we only have our Social Security. We don't have any other. We didn't invest very well. I have a small 401k, but it's under $100,000. So I figured, you know, that we couldn't afford a mortgage payment if we retired. So that's what I was thinking. So.
Yeah, and Harlan, this is where these can really shine in this particular situation, right?
Well, yes. You say you don't have a 401k or it's under $100,000. Most people that don't have a lot of money in their investments still do have a lot of money in their house. And when you think about it, you did invest well in your house and you are allowed to use that money. So when it comes down to the wisest thing to do, certainly I would not take on a mortgage at all. You can probably qualify for one now because you're working, but it would be not a good stewardship move, as you've just said, because you don't want to be making a payment when you're on Social Security. So very wise question, and we'd be happy to look at more of the details with you.
Mabel, stay on the line. We'll get you a copy of this book. Harlan, what a lot of people don't realize is that you have the ability to not make the payment, of course. That's the idea with the reverse mortgage. You're never required to make a payment, but you can if you want to, right?
Well, that's so true. We always tell people it's not like it's no payment for the rest of your life. It's an optional payment for the rest of your life. So if you feel from a financial planning perspective that you should send in money for your interest because of a tax deduction or simply because you've got money sitting around, that's fine. But if you don't want to make a payment, you never have to. And when I talked to the widow of my client that passed away on Monday morning, the relief that she has of not having to worry about making a mortgage payment and not having to move was just another encouragement as to why I'm in this business and how we can help those people when you're talking to a grieving widow that has just lost her husband, is uncertain about so many things. At least one thing I could tell her that we could be very certain that she would not have to move and she doesn't have to worry about a payment.
Yeah, very good. Let's head to Arkansas. Don, how can we help you?
Yes. Hey, my question is, my house is all paid off, and we're thinking about buying another house. Is the reverse mortgage something that can be paid back in a lump sum, like in 6 months?
Yeah, Harlan?
Yes, you can always pay back a reverse mortgage. There's never a prepayment penalty, but you would never pay it off. Let's say that you took out $100,000 and you didn't need it after 6 months or a year or whatever. You wouldn't pay it off. You just pay it down, and your line of credit would still be available because you might need it at some point in the future. It just creates liquidity that you always have money available if you wish. But, Don, you brought up a very good point about buying another house. What most people don't know, and I'm really glad you brought this up, is that you can purchase a house with a reverse mortgage. Depending upon your age, you get a big down payment, usually 50 to 70%, and you put that down, and then we, as the mortgage company, come in with the difference. Let's say that you're buying a $400,000 house, and you have $300,000 coming from the sale of your other house. Well, you can bring that $300,000 in and we'll come in with the other $100, or you might come in with $250 and we come in with the other $150. So you're always going to have the ability to be putting less down than 100%, so you have more money in your investments, more money in other places that you can use. So if you're thinking about moving to another house, we could walk you through what your options are based on what kind of house you're looking for and the money that you're going to be getting out of the current house that you're selling. And again, whether it's a purchase reverse mortgage or refinancing a reverse mortgage, you can always have the ability to pay the interest or the entire principal balance, whatever makes sense for you in the future.
Yeah, it's a good question. Don, hang on the line. We'll get you a copy of Harlan's book. I will say, though, that this is an expensive loan if it's just being used for a bridge mortgage, because you've got the fee to the FHA, which covers the non-recourse portion and so forth. So you wouldn't want to do this just as a, 6-month bridge loan. But to Harlan's point, if this was something that had a more long-term play to it, it could be certainly a good option to consider. We appreciate your call, Don. A quick break and then back with our final segment. Lines are full. We'll get to as many calls as we can. Harlan Akala here. Learn more at movement.com/faith. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Every single believer is called to ministry. Don't buy the narrative that is limited to a select few. Every single believer is called to execute our King's Great Commission. But let us be about our Father's business. Our nation's greatest and most enduring need is for repentance of the unbeliever. Repentance across the board. Believers who live lifestyles of repentance.
Join Abraham Hamilton III on the Hamilton Corner. Weekdays at 5 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
The Middle East, that's one part of the world we need to pay attention to, especially the country of Israel. Each week, I'll help you make sense of what's happening in that region through a biblical lens. I'll bring you important information about security threats, archaeological discoveries, biblical prophecy, ministries happening on the ground, and much more. I'm John Riley. Join me for the Middle East Report Special Edition every Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Central on American Family Radio as I connect you to the people, places, and geography of what we read in God's Word.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. Good news in the markets today. The Dow Jones up nearly 3%, up 1,000 points, almost 1,100. NASDAQ up 4.25%, 4.25%, up 700 points. This is on news that President Trump might be softening his stance on China and the China tariffs. Also, as we speak, Treasury Secretary Bessent is overseas. He's speaking right now. He's talking about a plan to restore what he calls equilibrium to the financial world system, the world's financial system. He's also talking about an opportunity for an enormous deal on trade. Not saying there's anything on the table yet, but both the president and the Treasury Secretary pointing toward something that could be coming in the days ahead. The market clearly liking everything coming out of both of those gentlemen. We'll continue to watch this and bring you the news along the way. Today, though, we're talking reverse mortgages, what are known as home equity conversion mortgages. We're going to head back to the phones here in just a second. Harlan Akala is with us. Harlan's written the book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages. He's with Movement Mortgage. You know, there are, as we've said, Harlan, many misconceptions about reverse mortgages. One of those is that it's only for desperate borrowers. Dispel that myth for us.
Well, if there's any point that we can get across to our listeners today is that while we are certainly happy to help people who are in desperate situations, we'll never shy away from that because a reverse mortgage may be their only source of income. But most of the loans that we do are not done for people in their 80s and 90s that have run out of everything. It's done for people like myself who are in their 60s. And don't need the reverse mortgage, but are using it as a financial tool, as you described it earlier. So as I look at my Social Security planning, as I look at my investments, and as I look at an annuity, I put all of that together with the equity that's in my house, and I make sure that I'm not making a payment so I can put more money into other places. There's been a lot of research done on that by universities that if you use your home as part of your overall planning, true stewardship and wisdom, that you'll actually end up in a better position than if you never touched it at all. So everything is very individual, but it certainly should not be something that you only use when your retirement car is smoking on the side of the road. It should be looked at as preventive maintenance, as something part of your overall planning.
That's helpful. Let's go to Arkansas. Richard, how can we serve you, sir?
Yes, I didn't catch the first part of the program, so I was wondering, is there a certain percentage of your home value that's eligible for this, or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. Harlan?
Yes, like a forward mortgage, usually you can get up to 80% in a cash-out refi or in a line of credit, but that requires payments, of course, for 15 years, 30 years, whatever. What happens with the reverse mortgage is, depending upon your age, you only get 30 to 70% of the value of your house, depending upon how old you are. The younger you are, in your 60s, like myself, you only get 30 to 40%. But that then goes up. Once you set up a line of credit, that increases every year. It doesn't stay at that number. But it is different than a regular mortgage. And about half the clients that we deal with have their house paid off. And so they're just getting that line of credit to have available money, or we're paying off a mortgage that's been paid down a lot because the value of their house went up from $300,000 to $500,000 and they only owe $100,000. So usually 30 to 50% is more than enough to take care of the needs and to fit in well with the plan. That's a great question.
Yeah, very good. Richard, hang on the line. We'll get you a copy of Harlan's book. To North Carolina, Kathy, go right ahead.
Hi. Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I'm 63 years old. I've been living in my house for 10 years, and I believe I heard that in order to get a reverse mortgage, you have to have the house paid off 50%. Is that true, or?
Yeah, Harlan?
Yeah, so it depends on the age and the current interest rate. The rate actually changes every Tuesday. So there's never an exact number that we can give people. But yes, you need more than 50% equity in the house in most cases, unless you're 90 years old, which of course you don't sound like that at all. What we can do, Kathy, is give you a very specific number. Some people pay down their mortgage so that they can get rid of a payment because it's cheaper to pay down $20,000, $30,000 than it is to make a $2,000 payment for the next 25 years. But yes, the short answer to your question, you need to be usually more than 50% equity in the house. And usually happens. You've been in the house for 10 years. I'd be surprised if with the value going up, especially in the Carolinas, that you wouldn't already be close to that scenario.
Yeah, very good. Kathy, stay on the line. We'll send you a copy of Harlan's book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages. You know, Harlan, a lot of people don't realize that, and we touched on this earlier, but I think this is a really important idea, is that if you're in this season of life over 62 and you have that forward mortgage, even if you don't take anything out, just replacing that forward mortgage with a home equity conversion mortgage can eliminate that payment. And that could be a game changer for a lot of folks, couldn't it?
Well, there's no question. A lot of people say, I've got to have my mortgage paid off before I retire. And they're really, you know, that is correct. You should not have a mortgage payment. I've dealt with this for more than 20 years since the 90s I've been in this business, people that are making a mortgage payment past 62 in retirement generally run into some problems and some poverty issues, and things do not go well long term because they're continuing to make a payment when they don't have to. And so without question, sometimes just eliminating that mortgage payment makes a dramatic difference. I mean, think about it. If you have a $2,000 a month mortgage payment, that's $24,000 a year. Many people's Social Security isn't more than $2,000 a month. So 100% of your Social Security would go just to take care of that mortgage payment. And then if somebody passes away, then there's no money left for anything, and a sale is forced by the surviving spouse. So, yes, it's a dramatic difference. If you just think about taking your mortgage payment to zero, people refinance to drop their rate or drop their payment by $200 or $300. Imagine taking that down to zero and what that actually does with the amount of money that stays in your checking account.
Harlan, what if you have one of these mortgages in place and you need to vacate the home for a period of time? Maybe you need some sort of care outside the home for several months. How would that work?
Well, that actually happened to my father. Rob is he had a stroke and he needed to be out of the house for almost a year, and nothing happens. If you're permanently moving out of the house, obviously it's no longer your primary residence. If you've moved to a nursing home or you're not in rehab, you are out of the house and you're in assisted living or whatever, then of course the loan would be due and you wouldn't want to. If there's a husband or wife is at home, then nothing would change. But if you're both out of the house and you're not planning on coming back, then the loan is due. And within a year, there has to be arrangements made, or the house sold or refinanced by maybe one of the kids are going to take it over, or a grandkid or something like that. But typically, in most cases, the house is sold, and that's the requirement in that situation. But if you're a short time out, some people do mission work and they're gone for several months, that isn't anything that incurs a problem with the home, because it's not unusual for people to travel a lot or to be snowbirds or whatever. So short-term time out of the house isn't a problem. But when you permanently move, then the house would be, the loan would be due.
Yeah, very good. I think that's an important point because, we don't know what is going to happen in that season of life. And I think folks want to know that they would have the ability to stay. And then, of course, with a spouse. So if you move permanently, let's say, into a nursing home, but your spouse is still living there, obviously the home has not been vacated or sold. And so the reverse mortgage continues, right?
Well, it sure does. And we could do a whole segment on long-term care and Medicaid, because there's so many people that worry about losing the house to health care, and there's lots of problems with a spouse that is paying for or dealing with even somebody that's on Medicaid that is in a home when they're taking, as a community spouse, that they're taking care of things. It's a dramatic problem all over the place, and this is something that is so important for people to understand when a Medicaid issue or a long-term care issue comes up, because Medicare doesn't pay for that. That isn't something that is covered by Medicare, and a lot of people think that it is, or their insurance. Long-term care is a whole other discussion, but we can tell people to be rest assured, if your spouse ends up in a long-term care situation, they do not have to worry about getting kicked out of their house or moving early. There is no worry. They are able to stay in the house as long as they want, regardless of what the costs are on the Medicaid side.
Very good. Just 2 minutes left. Marcy, I know you have a question there in Texas. I have just a moment. Quickly give that to us.
Well, I was just wanting to know how you determine that price of the house. Mine's paid off. Do you go through the property tax and see what the valuation is per property tax? Do you come to the home? How do you determine the value?
Great question. Harlan?
Great question, Marcy. We do, like every other mortgage, we do an appraisal, an independent appraiser that values the house just like they would with a home equity loan, just like they would with a regular forward mortgage. The same group of appraisers would do the same thing. Usually the property tax bill is, or the property tax price is lower than what we actually end up with. So it's to your advantage for one of our appraisers to take a look at that and give you the value of what it would likely sell for.
Yeah. And then they would determine based on that appraisal how much is available either as a monthly income stream or a line of credit against the house. Marcy, stay on the line. We'll send you a copy of Harlan's book, Home Equity and Reverse Mortgages. Harlan, you did it again. We covered the waterfront today, and we so appreciate your time when you join us regularly here on the program.
Thank you, Rob. It's a privilege.
All right. That's Harlan Akala, our good friend, regular contributor here on Faith and Finance, and he's with Movement Mortgage, an underwriter of this program. If you'd like to reach Harlan, learn more, or find out how this might fit in your life, just go to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. Folks, so grateful to have you along with us today on the broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, to do it all over again. Our goal, help you see God as your ultimate treasure and live as a wise and faithful steward. Big thanks to our team today, Pat, Devin, Jim, and everybody here at FaithFi. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.